Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Brock.
Brock? You say Brock? Kiki's in here. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning.
You're all footloose and fancy free. You got your new jeans on, your new shirt.
New jeans.
We had to go down to new jeans.
Favorite.
What was it? We had to go down and do a meeting down there in South Bend.
That's where you got the new jeans.
And so we stopped by the mall because she had to get some more perfume. She only wears this one perfume. I don't think I've ever smelled you since I was like 18. Yeah.
Does it smell good?
It does smell very good. Yeah. Yeah. I can't really describe the smell of it.
Yeah, don't try and describe it.
It's not grandma-ish?
No. It's very, you can smell. It's very, I don't know. It's kind of a more,
it's one of those perfumes
younger girl smell, I guess. Not like, I'm not saying like, you smell like a toddler.
The perfume meshes with like my pheromones really, really well. And it changes the scent and it makes this like really, really nice smell because I've had girlfriends who have tried wearing the perfume and it smells completely different.
I will say the fiance.
Made for me, basically.
Put on some, those little vials you get, you know, like the samples. She put on one in the car the other day. I'm like, God, grandma. Seriously, it smells like church.
I just take magazines and I rub the magazine on me. Actually, I don't wear cologne. I don't wear cologne.
You just go off of your natural musk.
My natural musk, which don't you always tell me I smell great?
You have a great musk.
I do. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural smell. That's why she's always pawing at me. Yeah. Like, get out of here, lady. It's my musk.
Are you sure that's not the deodorant?
I wear the Old Spice, just the original. And right now, because it was on sale, I bought the old musk kind. Basically, like it smells like high karate aftershave. So I got that. So that's a little bit older smelling, but yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You seem like a guy who would wear Brute.
For a short time when I was younger, and you know, I had Brute, and my dad wore Stetson, so I wore Stetson. That was what I would spray.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Stetson.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday morning
Stetson,
cologne right there.
Easy for you. I'll never forget the commercials. And I wanted to be a cowboy, too, you know, because it was always the cowboy in the Stetson commercials. Yeah.
Brute, though. You don't have the bald head to go with the Brute,
though.
With
the Brute? Brute is, I wore a bod spray for a while, too, but I think every male in the early 2000s wore body spray.
Oh, God. Yeah. You do the body spray?
Not anymore. I don't wear anything. No. When's the last time I put cologne on? I don't think it's been.
I've never seen you put cologne on. One time for Christmas, I bought you this Victoria's Secret, like, sexy for men or something.
Yes.
And it was an aftershave because I really loved the smell
of it. I used that for a while.
Yeah, and because he wouldn't wear cologne, I said, okay, can we negotiate and will you just wear this, like, face lotion. Mm-hmm. It's basically an aftershave, and it's got its cologne smell.
It's sexy for men. Oh, I got the same damn thing.
Yeah, so I do. Good. Yeah.
My sister worked for Victoria's Secret. She bought it for me for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
You wore it?
I did.
Yeah, good. I just feel so, and no offense to anybody who wears cologne, I don't feel manly when I put like cologne on.
Really?
I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't need to smell. It's like, no, I'm going to smell good. I'm going to go out, I'm going to cut some wood, and that natural scent is what you're going to be attracted
to. There's lots of cologne that has a natural scent smell.
Yeah.
You can get some, what is the
what?
The cologne that's like that natural woodsy smell.
I don't know.
Patchouli.
Wood ferment. Patchouli?
That was like a lawyer cowboy.
That's what hippies wear to cover up their stench because they don't shower. All right?
No. Yeah. It's not good.
I'm not dropping some peyote and putting patchouli on my neck. It's ridiculous.
You smell like weed.
What is that?
It's the cologne.
You smell like a damn dirty hippie.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
What?
This story is great. The headline, I saw it before. I'm like, yep, there we go. The workers at McDonald's must have known that this guy was just hammered drunk because only a drunk person would really place this order. 30-year-old guy in Australia. Australia, eh?
Oh.
Can you do an Australian accent?
I'm from Australia. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That was all right. That was all right.
Thank
Let's
you.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
G'day, mate. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. That's the only thing I can say.
Right.
Anyway, he was in the drive-thru around 5 a.m. last Saturday. He ordered 200 hash browns.
Come on.
Like the single hash browns.
200 single-sleeved hash browns. So
the person at the window is like, Taco Bell is right down the road.
So now he tried to order chicken nuggets first, but it was breakfast and they weren't serving them. It's not clear how many nuggets he tried to order. Give me 8,000 chicken nuggets.
Everything he got.
So he finally settled on the 200 hash browns instead. Someone called the cops, and he was still waiting for his order, obviously, because it takes a while to cook 200 hash browns. His blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit.
Oh, my gosh.
He is due in court later this
200.
Month.
200. How much is a hash brown? Got to be like a buck, right?
It's probably like, yeah, just a buck.
I don't know. I've never ordered a hash brown itself. I always get it with the meal.
Yeah, with the meal? Yeah.
$200 of McDonald's.
It's 200 hash browns, please.
200.
200 hash browns?
You know, I will say, the hash browns are pretty damn good.
They're good. I don't know if I could eat 200 of them, though.
200 of them, though.
Benny's next challenge.
Benny. Yes.
Benny's next challenge. We're going to get him 200 hash browns and see how many he can eat. It's going to be great.